Blog Talk Radio.
Harder than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Morning show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. And this morning we got a special guest. She's going to be coming on shortly. She's really the owner or part owner of Flair Modeling Studio in Baltimore, Maryland. And we're going to bring her up. We're still living off of birthday celebration fumes. The fumes of the birthday. The birthday was something else to behold. And if you wasn't there, then you missed a big one, a serious, serious event. The event was so successful that people came from all over, Virginia, Maryland, South Carolina. Everybody came there, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. It was Lou Flew and the whole crew. You missed a big one, and it was also the night of the black card holders. I want you to get the black card. The Congressional Black Caucus is coming up, and I want you to beat the black card for the caucus. The caucus is going to have a black card event. I want you to be part of the magnificent 2,000 black card holders for 2015. Get your card early and get in what they call a better life, better world. It's going to be a big one. We'll be right back with our special guest. Andrea, you're on there. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hi. This is Andrea with Flair.
Thank you so much for coming on our Newsmaker line. I want you to start out basically, Andrea, and give us a little bit of background for all our callers and our listeners that don't know who you are. I'm very familiar with who you are because you are a fixture in the whole entire area, including Baltimore, as far as Delaware, as far as Philadelphia, and probably New York. But people don't know. Some don't know. So give us a little bit of background of who you are and what you do.
Well, good morning, everyone. We started Flair in 1968. My mother started it with a model here in Baltimore. She was determined to create something positive because, as you well know, in 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated and the whole country was in turmoil. And my mother, Mrs. Willa Bland, who formerly modeled with the Ebony fashion fair models decided this is the time. It's time to create positiveness in the Baltimore area. And it was first of all geared for women to teach them how to be young ladies, how to get into the market, and to be self-assured. So that's how we started in 1968. And then in 1974, the dance studio was created, and it's been going strong since then. We have some of the top dancers in Baltimore City youth. And just to let you know, my daughter started dancing at 3 at Flair, continued at the Baltimore School for the Arts, went on to dance with Alvin Ailey, and then became a Lion King dancer on Broadway. So she's there now as the dance captain. So that's one of our legacies.
Excellent. So it's truly something to behold, and it's right there in Baltimore. What part of Baltimore is it? Give us the address and how to get in touch with you there.
Okay, well, first of all, we're located at flairstudio.com on the internet, and we're in Catonsville, which is right outside of the Baltimore City, West Baltimore City area, 5602 Baltimore National Pike. We're right at the Beltway, and we're in Suite 102. Our phone number, 410-744-3901. And again, we can be located at flairstudio.com.
Excellent. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to touch upon modeling. We always hear about modeling. There's modeling all over the radio, all over the TV. There's modeling shows, the American Next Top. What is this thing about modeling? I want you to talk about what modeling is and the aspect of why it never dies. Why is modeling still prevalent in 2015 when it's been around for decades? We want you to review on modeling. We'll be right back. I'm here with Andrea Travis, the one in Flair Productions. She's here on our Music Maker. I'll be right back.
Okay.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she's got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh.
Yes, indeed. That's a great record.
She's doing it.
That is a wonderful record.
Yes. We hear the word modeling. Everybody wants to be a model. People walk up to young girls all the time, and you should be a model.
Oh, yeah.
What's the thing about modeling? What makes people want to be a model?
Well, first of all, just remember, a star is born every day. And every parent believes their child is a star, boys included. There's so much on TV and the magazines, all on the radio. All you hear is modeling. And it's so simple. All you have to be is good looking, so they believe. But it's so much more to being on that runway, getting into the business. There's a lot involved. A lot of times you have to put a little money out to learn how to get on that runway and walk the walk and look like you know you belong. Everybody's not set up to be on that runway. I know that I, as a 5'6" person, was told many times I was too short, but I often came back with, but you need to see me walk. because I knew I had the walk that they were looking for. And often I was hired once they saw what I could produce. But many people have not been trained. They think they know what to do, but basically now all it is they're doing these selfies, and they believe that's all it takes to be a model.
So you can take a selfie and become a model?
That's what they believe. That's what these young people believe, and not just young people. People know that they look good. If they look good, they believe that that's all they need to have to get on the runway, be in a magazine. But there's so much more to it. Just to let you know, I did judge Tyra Banks, America's Next Top Model, here in Baltimore. 500 ladies came out to be seen by 6 judges, 500 for one spot. And we selected one young lady out of 500. And the way we did that, we narrowed it down to 3. How do we select one out of those 3? Well, they were asked a question. And once each person spoke, we knew who the winner was pulling for. She had the height, the look, the style. She couldn't speak. And that's what eliminated her. So we ended up with the second choice. But there's so much more to this modeling. There's so many things you need to know, so many things you need to improve, and one of them is speaking and being able to articulate. We do fashion shows. We also do movies. We had over 100 people hired to be in The Wire. And that was a great opportunity for many people, from young children, babies, up to older males and females. I personally was in it because I am a SAG member, Screen Actors Guild. And I can tell you, every two weeks, I get a check in the mail from The Wire. That's a wonderful thing because it's called residuals. So there's so much more to modeling than people think. I often go up to people and I introduce myself and let them know, you know what, you have a great look. What do you think about modeling? You'd be surprised at some of the responses. But it's wonderful.
What do you think about the people who use the modeling as some kind of scam? Back in the day, people used to get women for modeling, and they would charge them a lot of money, and they'd get no work. Is that still going on today, or is that something?
It's definitely prevalent. People are out there scamming because you got to understand people's ego. That is what they're working with. If you tell me I look good and you tell me I can be in a movie, I'm going to follow you until it's too late. Until all your money's gone, you've relocated, and there's no work. So people have to be real cautious about what's being said to them. And we've seen it time and time again. So, yeah, they're still out there. But just to let you know, we work with children of all ages. I produce shows. I teach modeling along with self-improvement. Excuse me. Often I see that the reason I came up with this idea is because I'm noticing that young people don't have the respect and don't exhibit it as we did back in the day. Back in the day, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. Nowadays, the children are running the show. They're telling their parents what they're going to do. So I have a young lady modeling and self-improvement program. And it's really becoming very popular because I'm teaching them how to respect themselves. I'm taking them back to how to be a young lady And that's so important.
I commend you for doing that because it's needed now to teach young little girls how to become young ladies and good women. Nobody's doing the debutante ball anymore. Nobody's doing the etiquette class anymore. What happened to the putting the book on top of your head and learning how to walk?
Oh, we still do that.
Taking the book on top.
That's what we do. Oh, yes. Because if that book falls, you've got to go back.
We're going to take another break. When we come back, I want you to expand on the financial aspect of being a model. Why do some models make $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 for a photo shoot? What's make somebody pay that kind of money for a size 2 model that, you know, is dripping with maybe weigh 100, maybe 90 pounds? Remember Twiggy? What makes people pay this kind of money to a model? What can a model do for your product? What can a model do for your event? Talk about the aspect and the element of the power of a model and what she can demand for money. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you and on our newsmaker line, the one and only Andrea. We'll be right back. Over 20 years, probably 30 years, 47 years. We're talking about 3 decades or more. We're talking about a vision that was seen in 1968, and it's 2015. Still standing. Yes. That means somebody that's listening to us right now wants to be a model. Somebody has the look. Somebody has the desire. Somebody wants to get paid. Let's talk about the aspects of when they get paid. What causes people to pay that big bucks?
Well, first of all, you have to have the look. The look is what will sell the product, and that's what people will pay for. And oftentimes you see the same people doing the same things and the same type of work because they're in demand. You have to be in demand. And that's how they can command the $50,000, $60,000 per commercial or whatever they're doing. They are the name. They're the person in demand. And you can get to that point, perhaps. Everybody doesn't have the look. So you have to be realistic. If you come into an agency, they like you, they can put you where you need to be. You got to follow directions, and that's how you get to where you have to go. Got to have the look first. Don't have the look, not going to make it.
Not going to make it. What? You always hear the terminology, you got the look. What is the look? Break it down for us. What's the look?
The look, based on, say, a particular agency, say your cheekbones are nice and high. You got that full head of hair, or your hair is nice and natural. Your skin is velvety smooth. No pimples. Teeth aren't cracked. Okay? Face is, nose is pointed. You everything has to be in order. Nothing can be out of order. So if you've got that perfect look, then they can work with you, and they will. Young men as well.
Well, some people and some men are just born with the look. And the look gets them over like a fat rat. If you got the look, then
Tyrese has the look. Tyra Banks has the look.
Mm.
Yes.
She's one of the first black models to really make it big. Is that true?
Well, she, along with Beverly Johnson, Naomi Sims, they had the look. And if you got
and
the
people,
look, you got it made.
Wow. Wow. When it comes to models and what do you call it, when these models basically want to transform from modeling to being a movie star, is that a good transition? Can a model become a movie star?
Of course. And they do, as I just told you. Here in Baltimore, we put people in front of the camera in The Wire, but we did so many other things. The Corner. We do commercials. I personally have done over 100 commercials. I've been in the magazine for Mercedes-Benz. I had the look the producers were looking for. They came out of California to Annapolis, interviewed me. Of course, my pictures went first. You've got to have professional headshots. You can't have selfies. You can't have photos on your phone. That's not going to work. They need to see that you've invested in your craft and produce these professional photos. A professional photo is going to cost you $275 and up. If you're not prepared to pay that kind of money, then you're not ready for the business. First of all, you've got to invest. And then work begins to come. If you're not ready to invest, you're not going to.
What about technology today? The technology today is off the chain. Is it possible, based on your professional expertise, is it possible for a young girl who has the look to produce herself through the technology of the internet? Can she do her own photo shoot? Can she do a YouTube and get a million hits, go viral, and all of a sudden she's a self-made model? Is it necessary to go through an agency with the way technology is today?
Agencies are protection. Agencies get you paid. That's number one. And those people out on the internet, some of them get a little break, yes. But preferably you need to seek a reputable agency, and they will get you paid. That's who you work for. Sometimes you're exclusive, meaning you're only with that agency. You can't go to anybody else, or maybe you're not exclusive and you can work.
They make you sign exclusive that you can't work anybody else but them?
That's right, but they get you paid. That's the good part about it. When you sign on the dotted line, you know you're getting ready to get paid.
Okay. It's like America's top model. The person gets a contract afterwards. They get paid.
That's
and
right.
They get paid.
And that's how I work.
Let's touch upon something. Let me get your insight on the dark side of modeling. Why are so many models who have all the money, who have the look, who has the apartment, the loft, and why is there drugs involved with modeling?
They're just not disciplined, and they're easily misled. That's basically all it is. And just look at Bill Cosby with his women, the women that he drugged and, you know, allegedly had mishaps with. Stuff like that was going on and still going on. But those, that's far and few. Most people are not really focusing on the drug situation in this business. But many do.
Excellent.
So I can't say that. I can't really say that. Many do. It's 10:22. and it's been a pleasure speaking with you and your listeners.
Give us your closing statements, because we are truly honored to have you on our Newsmaker line. Give us your closing statements and give us the name of the company again and how to get in touch with you.
Well, guess what? I will speak with anyone who thinks they have the look or want to have their look developed. That is what I do. I do motivational speaking. I also do one-on-one. And I also have modeling classes for young ladies ages 5 to 17 coming up in September. Our phone number, 410-744-3901. And we're at flairstudio.com. If you want to reach me by email, it's info@flairstudio.com. And it's a pleasure speaking to your listeners. Thank you so much, Russell.
Thank you so much. Fantastic. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you.